Greetings, everyone who is listening to this recording this morning. I'm Rob Christie, and I'm with my dear friend, Jim Hamilton. We're talking about personal growth and transformation, and more specifically, the technologies that Jim has invented that support that process in a way that's been proven to be effective over time. And I'd like to start this morning with asking Jim to share with us Visionaries Lab and what that the technologies therein are about. I've talked to Jim about this before, and I'll tell you one thing that excites me about it. You know, everyone who's been involved in growth and transformation for any length of time has at some point done affirmations, maybe self-created, maybe from a guide. And I think it's fair to say that most of those efforts end up in frustration. And there's a reason for that. And Jim, take it away. Why are so many people frustrated by the affirmations they have attempted?
All right, Rob. So again, great to spend some time. We always end up with interesting discoveries and conversations. My first thought about affirmations, and not so different from meditation itself, is the discipline of doing it. You know, half of what meditation about is the discipline of doing it. And so affirmations are similar to that, except there's gradients of affirmations. At one spectrum level, affirmations are often about what people want to escape. Or I'll even say that resisting what we don't want, just plain simply fighting what we don't want, is actually an affirmation, actually. Because especially if we repeat it all the time, or, you know, we're whining about this or complaining about that, and something we don't like or something we're fighting against, not only is it focus, it's technically an affirmation, because there's a principle underneath affirmations of what you focus on expands. So there's three ways of creating affirmations. One is by resisting what you don't want. And and a lot of people are in that mode, and they simply, you know, complain about what they don't want, or they fight against what they don't want. And they don't realize how much focus and how much of an affirmation that is. Another type of affirmation, which is a little bit more in the actual affirmation world, is what you want, like a new red convertible or this or that. But generally, the affirmation is based on escaping what you don't want or what you don't have. And so the affirmation tends to be two part. I want a new red convertible because I'll be the coolest guy in the parking lot in high school, or just whatever it is. And so often affirmations are a product of what we want based on really not that high a quality of an idea or ideal in the background. And so I'm not saying affirmations aren't successful, because frankly, whatever your focus is on is what you achieve. And so what we really want to do is learn how to have affirmations that drive what we want, that deliver a wholeness and a wholesomeness to our overall well-being. And so so visionary affirmation, like I remember wanting my 40-foot sailboat, the early version of that affirmation was, I own a large liveaboard cruising sailboat. I don't remember the rest of it. And the Jimmy Buffett music and the whole lifestyle of everything I was doing was all about owning what ended up being a 39-foot Pearson centerboard yawl, which is absolutely a gorgeous boat. And I was still 25 when I put the deposit on that boat. That's a whole story all by itself. But goal setting and affirmations is the beginning of learning how to harness the subconscious mind, because as we have output, or as we become clear about what we want, we see results in our life for which we then refine our output and we achieve better results. But what I'm more here to talk about is the idea that what we want are affirmations at the very least. I recommend moving past the red convertible and deciding on affirmations about how you want to feel. It's much cleaner energetically. So when you want the red convertible, really what you want is how that makes you feel. Why not have it instead limited to having the red convertible and how you feel with the hair, that wind going through your hair as you drive your car? Why not always have that feeling of feeling great? And so affirmations can be used at quite a few different gradient levels. Ultimately, I'm using affirmations now to saturate the mind about our connection with source, because we can saturate our mind is saturated anyway. Why not get really clear about what we want to saturate, what we want our end result to be? And using the mind as a technology, there's a lot we can achieve with it.
I've never heard someone speak about affirmations before from a gradient, point of view. It's more you're saying an affirmation because you want something, and it's that simple. And yet you're talking about at the lowest level of the spectrum, it's saying an affirmation about avoiding something you don't want. And then there's a level where you're saying the affirmation because there's something missing in your life. And you use the example of the red convertible, and from your earlier history, the sailboat that you wanted. And I just want to insert there, I think, people who have been on the path for a while, if they've had the good fortune of getting the red convertible or the sailboat or whatever that is in their life, there's a certain point where a little voice said, well, isn't there something more? Isn't there something more? And that's what you're speaking to when you talk about using affirmation technology to access a connection with source or with God. Say a bit about how you support a client in using the affirmation technology that you offer in Visionaries Lab.
Well, so Visionaries Lab is all mind-based technologies, and we can learn how to harness the subconscious mind. We do that by harnessing the mind, you might say. But what I've learned how to do is, so my backdrop was affirmations. I mean, I barely got out of high school. I started with a book called The Lazy Man's Way to Riches by Joe Carbo. I only read a third of it because it was about harnessing the subconscious mind. It was the only part I was interested in. By 30, I'm retired with a 40-foot boat and the whole thing. But what I've learned how to do is coach people through the process of, okay, so what I do, Soaring Affirmations, Prosperity, and Guidance Light is a tool that I teach. It's a technology, and we start with a type of affirmation that is proven. Now, I could rewrite these and make them more than they are, but it's a set of proven affirmations around abundance and prosperity, and we learn how to use these, and then we learn how to interpret them in an upscale manner. So we write them every day. And then we do what becomes a soaring affirmation, which is an interpretation of these seasoned affirmations for which we allow a type of freedom, we move it from an I experience to a visionary experience, and we release the earthly bounds and bonds of the affirmation, and so it jumps another major gradient level. And the idea is we want to learn how to use the mind to reach toward the frequency of God, and so we use affirmations as, I mean, you can't just pour knowledge into the head. So we have to saturate the mind with new ideas if we want to change our thinking and change our results. And the end result is soaring affirmations, where we take something that is seasoned and evolved on its own, and we take it to a whole nother level. And then we start documenting the new discoveries that come along with it.
Wow. I think anybody who's been involved in growth and transformation pretty early on comes to the conclusion that they need mentors, that they need guides, that you can only make it so far in the process based on, you know, what you can do on your own. And I'm really struck, Jim, with the power of a client getting involved in Visionary's lab and going through a process you've developed over many, many years that's based on a set of proven affirmations that, if embraced and used via a journal or some other means, allow you to jump a level. That's a big deal.
So as I like to say, mind-based, first off, once you've discovered access to presence and true guidance, you realize how poor a tool the mind is from the get-go. But when it's the only thing you got and you can't use the mind to get to presence, because presence, there is no mind. In fact, there's no mind, there's no time, and there's no resistance in presence. And so you can't use the mind to get to presence. But we can use the mind, and we can refine the mind. We can cause the quality of the output of the mind to grow substantially, because ultimately what the mind is, first off, whatever comes out of the mind is technically your prayer. Anything that comes out of your mind is your prayer, but it's also your focus. And so we can upgrade the quality of your focus. And frankly, all of your affirmations should be nothing less than about your connection with source, enabling a natural state of connection. But you can see the little catch 22 in that is, how do you get to a quality of affirmation that enables your connection with source when it's something that's really beyond the mind to begin with, or hell, you'd be doing it. So what we have is an incremental stepping stone, as you kind of stated, where we can take people through gradient levels to what becomes soaring affirmations. And soaring affirmations is definitely something that comes from my own work. And I'll state that I journaled for 2 years before I wrote Visionaries Thrive in All Times. And in that journaling, I began by saying, "Good morning, Jim. We are pleased to speak with you." And that whole 2 years of journaling gave me a freedom. It wasn't just I talking from my limited self. It was a we conversation. I was talking about me as if I was already blended with something bigger than myself. And I think a lot of people understand journaling in that manner, but it's the ultimately what we're after is learning how to blend with source, such that the mind diminishes, such that the mind diminishes. You can't have the mind run. You can't get there with the mind. Ultimately, the mind, just like in meditation, as the mind diminishes, the meditation becomes more powerful and more useful. And the same thing with soaring affirmations. This is a mechanism that ultimately leaves the mind behind. It doesn't leave the mind behind completely, because the mind is kind of the foundation, but we've cleaned up the mind so much that it becomes really useful, to the point we've now come to have what I call access to what I call guidance light. And guidance and guidance light are a little bit different, but for all the men and the boys and the women out there, guidance light is a really strong start on the bigger picture, because you will now have a taste for what the possibilities are. And for example, soaring affirmations, prosperity, and guidance light, I developed it in 2004, 2005, and I've done it half a dozen times over the many years. You do kind of have to kind of prop it up and keep the mind saturated, but the possibilities are virtually endless, far beyond the mind's capacity to express on its own, far beyond.
Just for fun, Jim, I remember decades ago when I was learning how to sell, the concept of an elevator speech.
Uh-huh.
So you're getting on at the top floor of the building, and the guy turns to you and says, "Gee, aren't you Jim Hamilton? I've heard about you. Tell me what you do." What do you say? You got 3 minutes till you hit the ground floor.
Till hit the ground, huh? Well, first off, it would really be a product of who I'm talking to and my sense of their demeanor and all those types of things. Because sometimes you start with the weather and you work your, so you got, it's about rapport. But the bottom line is that I teach access to ultimate personal performance. And ultimate personal performance is a product of the quality of our connection with Source. And the nature of that is less mind and more guidance. I'll give you an example. What makes sports so very interesting, and like Michael Jordan and the basketball players, is as they would go down the court as a team, they learned, or they moved into the state of becoming mindless. And when they were mindless, they moved out of the limitations of the mind, and they did things that they couldn't do. And not only were they excelling, and yes, they had lots of training and lots, but you see, the experience of being on a basketball court as a premium team is they played mindlessly. And not only playing, being mindless on your own is extraordinary, but being mindless in a group of people is really extraordinary. And so that's the kind of thing I'm talking about, things that I can access or teach people how to access, is how to become mindless. And when it's done properly, guidance takes its place. And that's when things start getting interesting, and then you become exponential in your contribution. And so why the audience, what the audience gets out of is watching this team being mindless, going down the field or down the court and achieving their goals. That is their excitement. And so mindless is actually a very powerful experience. It's not very well understood, but there's evidence of it all around. Even Tom Cruise in his new movie, he says, "Don't think." You know, that was one of the conversations with these guys, these pilots that had to do this impossible task, was don't think. You got to move past thinking, because thinking is way, 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 way too slow. Way too slow. Way too slow. Things move so much faster in presence and moving out of the mind. Guidance light is the game.
Thanks to everybody listening today for sticking with us through this segment. If we've piqued your interest regarding using a nervous system-based technology or a mind-based technology to access your connection with Source, in a way you might never have dreamed possible, please get in touch with Jim Hamilton. He has the technologies to support you in so doing. Bye for now.
Thank you so much.